am the cheapest guy in the world. We talk about it all the time on air, and I'm not embarrassed by it, even though I get a lot of crap for it. I would have no problem doing this, because I'll tell you right now, I know it'd probably save me and my wife combined $50, $100, $200 a month if she would do this. A husband is sharing about how he's fine online with his wife going out anytime she's with her girls, and she leaves her wedding ring at home so she can get free drinks. What a genius move here by this husband and wife. Now, some people are saying, bro, she's probably cheating on you and getting it from other people. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know your thoughts, but also the main question is, would you be okay with this? You're a married couple, husband and wife, or boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend. Your significant other that's married to you takes their ring off when they go out alone. What do you think about that?
I actually don't totally have a problem with this, but I have a little bit of a problem with this. I have a problem with her doing it when he's not there. If this was whenever it wasn't like not for the girls' nights, but if it was like when her and him went out with their friends, if she did it with him there, then I wouldn't have a problem with it. Because he's there to intervene if some guys get a little weird, a little handsy, a little inappropriate. If she's only out with her girlfriends and she has no ring on, it's game on, baby. There's no one to stop anyone like psychotic from, you know, hitting on her.
You know how I used to DJ weddings?
Yeah.
I worked with a DJ who would take his wedding ring off at when he DJed a wedding, because he wanted to like flirt with other people so he could get a better tip.
That's smart. Jeez. Though. No, it's flirt. Like, I mean, it's of course it's flirt. I think it's smart if he's just doing it for the job and not trying to hook up with one of the bridesmaids.
No, he's definitely not.
But if you're getting more money out of the deal and nobody's getting hurt, I don't see what the problem is, especially if both parties, like the husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, are aware of that ring coming off.
But when I'm single, the first thing I look at I notice if you're attractive. If you're attractive,
guilty.
The next thing I do is I look at your finger. If there's a ring on it, I'm like, hey, you know, ow. Game off. If the ring is off, then I'm like, all right, game on. This person is available. So that's the thing that I have an issue with. Like, that's the number one thing chicks look for.
But I feel like some women also like a man that has a ring on, too. Like, there's a challenge to it.
Yeah, terrible people.
The thotties, how you doing? 833-JOE-ALEX. Is this anybody listening actually do this? Like, do you actually go and take your ring off just to get the drinks and your significant other's cool with it? Because if my wife, Lindsay, I mean, to be fair, my wife, Lindsay, occasionally leaves her ring at home. I don't know if, like she's planning on divorcing me or she forgets to. She says she forgot, but I don't believe that. But I don't know. Like, I think this is a good way to save some cash. I don't think it's a bad thing that the couple came up with.
Or, kind of like me, you're not saving cash. You just don't have any. So if you want to go out and get a drink, I guess that's a way.
And well, you can go get one of those cheapy rubber rings everyone's wearing now. That's what you can get for a wedding ring. There's other things. Listen, if I am dirt poor living out of a cardboard box, I'm getting a freaking string or a noodle, and I'm tying that around my husband's finger. I don't care how poor we are. There's going to be something there to let the other chicks know he is not for available.
Alex will be homeless so that he has that ring, and then she has a big ring instead of an actual apartment. Yes.
So you're going to like tattoo a ring on him?
I will do anything.
Alex, just grab like a little like pin needle, like stand still. Don't move. You need this.
A shank.
That's put a giant A on there. All right. 833-JOE-ALEX. We will take your calls next. It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. 833-JOE-ALEX to call in. 833-563-2539. If you're just tuning in, this husband's wife goes out clubbing with her friends and always leaves her wedding ring at home so she can, quote, get free drinks. Now, he's okay with it. It's not like he's upset about it. But that seems like a genius idea to me. Some other people I've seen, like, that is a terrible idea. It's just giving her a chance to cheat. There might be, like Alex said, a guy that's just a creep, like, oh, hey. And just if there's not a guy there, like the husband, then who's going to stop that?
You won't believe the Instagram DM that we got.
What did we just get? At Joe and Alex Show, by the way.
So Michael just DM'd us and said that he has his wife on dating apps. She'll actually go on a full-on date with other guys, order whatever the biggest meal is. At the end of the day, ask for a to-go
doggy
box.
Bag?
Yeah, and then takes it home to eat with her husband. So that's how they pay for a lot of their meals during the week.
That is genius. Lindsay, are you listening? You're going to have to go out tonight. I got some requests, okay?
Fazoli's, please.
Yeah, I'm putting my wife on there. Bumble, Lindsay, Pesh, here we go. Hey, Kristen, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and is this something that you would do?
No, it's something I do also.
What?
And
yeah,
you're married?
Absolutely. I go out and have a great night. Usually I won't even have to pay cover. I'll get my cover, so, you know, somebody will want to pay for my cover and get free drinks all night and then go home drunk to my husband.
And so this is, you keep your ring at home?
Yeah, I leave it at home.
Wow.
Now, is it because you're embarrassed of your ring or just so you get free stuff?
No, my ring is pretty, but I like free drinks. And my husband likes to, you know, not pay $10 a drink either, so yeah. Why not?
Wow, you guys are couple goals right there.
Have you ever had a guy try to, like, take you home?
Well, they're thirsty. They're dehydrated. And they're all going to try.
Have any of them been any, you know, attractive?
Yeah, I mean, there's like, hot people out there, but if you're
so
happy,
then when
you're
that
happy.
Happens, do you reveal your secret, or do you just say, oh, no, sorry, I can't?
Thanks for the three.
No, I'm professional at shutting people down.
Ooh.
You should be like, sorry, I can't, I'm pregnant. Well, why are you drinking? It doesn't matter.
You should write a book.
I heard Jaeger is okay when you're pregnant, so I'll take a triple.
I've never had Jaeger, like, and not had a problem, so that's insane. But we love you, Kristen. Thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, if you do this, actually, maybe we can put it up as a Twitter poll, too, at Joe and Alex Show. Either way, let us know, because I don't have a problem. Now, if I start hearing about my wife making out with random dudes, then we got a problem. We got a big problem, but she's saving $50 on drinks. Hey,
there you go.
My wife's available. What do you think, Alex? I should do Bumble or Hinge? Where do I put her on?
Bumble.
Okay, look for it.
Hinge is for relationships. Bumble is for, like, going out casual.
Well, then she probably already has a Hinge profile in the wings ready to go. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.